Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we unravel the complex world of technology and make it accessible to everyone. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today we're diving into a topic that's hotter than a CPU on a summer day, Podman versus Docker, the 2025 container showdown.
That's right, Jamie. Containers have really changed the game for developers everywhere, and for a long time, Docker has been the go-to. But there's a new player in town.
Oh, you mean Podman? I've heard bits and pieces about it. Isn't that the one that's all about not needing a daemon to run containers or something?
Exactly, Jamie. Docker uses a client-server model, which means it relies on a daemon running in the background. This simplifies things, but comes with its own set of challenges, like a single point of failure and the need for root privileges.
Wait, a single point of failure? So if the Docker daemon crashes, all my containers go down with it?
That's the scenario. But Podman flips the script by running containers as child processes of the user, eliminating the need for a central daemon. It's like giving each container its own little Independence Day.
I love the sound of that. Independence for all containers. But seriously, does this make Podman more secure?
Spot on. With Podman being daemonless and capable of running containers rootlessly, it significantly reduces the attack surface. You don't have the same level of risk as you do with a root-running daemon that Docker requires.
Security for the win. But I have to ask, if someone's used to Docker, is switching to Podman like learning a new language?
Great question. The beauty of Podman is its CLI compatibility with Docker. Most Docker commands work the same way with Podman. In fact, you can alias Docker commands to Podman, making the transition smoother than a well-optimized query.
So I can keep using Docker Run, but secretly it's Podman doing the heavy lifting. Sneaky, I like it.
Exactly. And for those Docker Compose fans out there, Podman Compose has got you covered, making it possible to use your existing docker-compose.yml files with minimal fuss.
That's pretty cool. But what about building images? Docker has the Docker build command that I use more than I'd like to admit.
Podman uses Builda for image creation, which is another tool in the container toolkit. It's closely integrated with Podman and allows for building images without a daemon. It's rootless and aligns perfectly with Podman's philosophy.
Builda, huh? I'll have to check that out. Now, what's this I've heard about pods in Podman? Are we talking about peas in a pod, or what's the deal?
Not exactly peas, Jamie, but close. Pods in Podman are a way to group containers together, sharing the same network namespace. It's a concept borrowed from Kubernetes, allowing containers to communicate over localhost as if they were in the same pod, like peas.
Ah, I see what you did there. So it's like having a mini Kubernetes on my machine?
Precisely. And speaking of Kubernetes, Podman plays nicely with it, allowing you to generate Kubernetes YAML directly from Podman containers or pods. It's a dream for developers who want to test locally before deploying to the cluster.
Wow, Podman really seems to have thought of everything. But I'm curious, with all these features, is there a catch? Any gotchas we should be aware of?
Good instincts. While Podman offers a lot of advantages, especially around security and architecture, there are some differences to be mindful of, like networking and volume permissions. But for the most part, the migration from Docker is pretty straightforward.
Sounds like Podman is a strong contender in the container arena. It's got security, flexibility, and Kubernetes friendliness. Docker might have some competition.
Indeed, Jamie. Both tools have their strengths, and the choice really comes down to your specific needs and workflows. Whether it's Docker's ecosystem and developer experience or Podman's security and daemonless architecture, there's a lot to consider for the modern DevOps landscape.
Thanks, Alex, for breaking down Podman versus Docker for us, and thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives. We've got plenty more topics to cover that'll keep your nerd heart happy. Until next time, keep coding, keep creating, and stay nerdy.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you in the next episode.